Hello, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week I'm joined by Hutt the Stomach Soldier.
Yo.
Rhea, the Master of Comedy.
Yeah, I'm so funny, man.
And as always, I'm your host, Ben. This week we're here for Dragon Ball Chapters 151 to 160. But before I get into that, you know, this is recorded the week that Akira Toriyama passed away. So, you know, being a Dragon Ball podcast and, you know, but going through this, I think it's time to, you know, talk about a little bit, you know, how we've been feeling throughout the week, how it's been, you know, how it's been for us to, you know, go, like, obviously we're going to go, I think Hutt's mostly going to go into, you know, his experience with Dragon Ball as a series in general, because he's the biggest Dragon Ball fan here. So with that, Hutt, take it away.
Yeah, so I found out on Friday when I woke up, I just checked my phone. I saw Toriyama like trending on, I went on Twitter first, then I saw that he had passed away, and I didn't believe it at first. So I went to, you know, check out more sources and check around, and it, you know, fully said he was gone. It was official, found the official paper, but it didn't really feel real for a while. I don't know. It felt like, you know, it's gonna pass. You know, it wasn't actually dead. And it took me a while to, like, you know, actually let it simmer and, you know, realize he was dead, because, you know, Dragon Ball has been a huge, ginormous part of my life. I remember being younger, watching it a lot. It was and still is my favorite series. Made me, you know, work out, trying to strive to be better. So seeing a person that made something that inspired me so much die, and realizing that he was actually dead really hurt, because, you know, it's kind of hard to face that realization. Just was difficult, but fine.
Next day, like, after you, I have, like, the most experience with Dragon Ball, because I watched it when I was a kid. And, I mean, like, I haven't dove much into it, or, like, been able to, like, really think about it much, because I've just been so busy. But, you know, like, sitting here thinking about it, one of my best friends that I met in high school, you know, we became friends because I recognized Goku on his Twitter or Instagram feed or whatever. And I remember telling him, you know, like, we were, like, walking to a class or something, like, on Saturday, and I said, "Hey, is that Goku?" And, like, his face lit up because there was finally somebody who knew. Like, at that point, I hadn't watched it since I was a kid, so I didn't remember much about it, but I was at least somebody who knew what he was looking at, who kind of understood it, even if I didn't fully at the time. And, like, we legitimately went, like, a 2-hour block of, like, a class that was, like, I don't know, like, it's, like, handicrafts was essentially arts and crafts was the class, kind of. And so, like, we that was just, like, a class where you got to, like, just talk a bunch as long as you still did some work. So we just spent the entire time talking about anime. At that point, I was already, like, into anime and stuff, so I had stuff to talk about, not as much Dragon Ball, but, like, Dragon Ball was the thing that, we, like, you know, allowed for that connection, and it was the first series that I, the first big series I watched, the first thing that actually got me into shonen as well. You know, like, if you're here from, like, one of my other channels, then you know how much I love shonen. Or if you know, anybody else, like, I love shonen, I talk about it constantly. And so that also wouldn't have happened without Dragon Ball, even without looking at, obviously, the shows that Dragon Ball inspired. Like, not even looking at that, just, like, on a personal level, like, I don't rate Dragon Ball as highly as I think, you know, some other people that, like, had it as an entryway do, but I still, you know, hold great respect for Kira Toriyama and what he's been able to accomplish. And, you know, without him, I would not have, you know, gotten into so many of the things that I love. And, you know, that's that stuff. I think it's also interesting that, like, or, like, weird how that feels. Because, obviously, like, we're all very young. So I think I can pretty decisively say for all of us that, like, this is, like, the first time something like this has happened for us. Not somebody passing away, but, like, you know, an author with something like this where we get to witness the transition from going to, yeah, this author is active, is doing things, to they're not here anymore. And that was something that, like, I, and I think, like, so maybe you guys as well, like, bought, like, felt, because I remember, like, picking up the book and, thinking about reading the chapters for this week, and was like, oh, this feels different now. It, because, you know, I think, like, I always kind of just assumed that it was, like, yeah, you take me for granted, and, like, you just kind of assume that the Toriyama was going to be here, is going to still be working on Super, you know, doing all this stuff. And then, you know, the next day you're thinking about, like, oh, okay, this is Ispon's time to work, and that is definitive, because he's not putting out anything else anymore. Not that he's retired, he's just gone. He doesn't have the ability to. That's what to think about.
Yeah, no, I get that as well. Like when I read the chapters on Friday, the day we got the news on March 8th, I believe it was, yeah. I read the chapters, I got the news from Hot. He sent us, like, in our group chat, he was like, hey guys, this, I can't believe it, what happened? And I woke up to it as well. And I was like, damn, I couldn't believe it, basically. And I'm not the biggest Dragon Ball fan. Like, this is the first time I've actually really interacted with Dragon Ball. I know, like, the general senses, of course, just through the grapevine. But just the amount of things you can think about, like, the amount of stuff he influenced, One Piece, like, the big three, everything that came after that, that would most likely not, even if it existed without it, it wouldn't be so big as it is now. Stuff like how we met. Me and Ben met through One Piece, and I met Hutt way better after that. I knew a little bit about both of them before that. But, like, without all of those interlining connections, we wouldn't have met as in a capacity as we are now. We wouldn't have this podcast. So, and when I read the chapters, I wasn't sad that he's gone. Of course I was sad that he was gone. It was more in a way of, like, oh, I'm happy that this still happened, and I'm happy we can, in a way, tribute his work like back to him. Like, we can read it and enjoy his work as a way to celebrate that he was here.
We have 3 points on the emotional spectrum right now.
We are.
three very different points.
We are, but I feel like that's a good mix, and so is Dragon Ball. Like I feel like this is a really, like, I think it's a nice thing. I think it's, he died, of course, is very sad, but I do feel like it's a nice thing. We can continue his, in a way, his legacy by doing this podcast.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a good note to really transition in tone, probably. And just, you know, let's get to it. Let's you know, honor Toriyama by talking about his most seminal work and talking about it in the style that befits bite-sized manga. All right, we're here to talk about chapters 151 to 160, and guys, I cheated on you. I read the first half of 161. I had to. I am sorry. I apologize.
I made a severe lapse of judgment.
A severe and continuous lapse of my judgment.
I'm surprised I wasn't the one to break first. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's crazy. Actually, out of all three of us that I did it first, is crazy.
I opened the first page, just like the cover page, like the red, yeah. Like, for me, that's, like, always, like, the red, like, album volume cover. Yeah. I'm like, wait, no, wrong chapter. I got it. go back, get it off my hate reading history. I'm like, nope, not reading that.
I was laying down on my couch reading the chapters, and I was like, man, it's a vibe. How much time do I have to the podcast? Hey, guys, what if we just read 161? Crazy idea. And it was like, oh, that would defeat the point. Ryu, by the time you sent that message, I'd already read it. Oops.
I was still reading the chapters at that point, so I was like, all
right. Look, I did it to save you.
It was for my sake, yeah.
Yeah, it
was sacrifice. I got you, Chief. Whoops.
Oopsie doops.
Whoops. Okay, so let's actually talk about these chapters.
So we start off by...
My trial will start later.
It's for after the chapters.
Post-show.
Anyway, so we got the ultimate water of the gods, as it is in my translation. It's probably called different in the official.
No, I think that's pretty correct. Hold on. Also, I just want to point out, we're on the last volume of Dragon Ball. Look how fucking thick this bitch is.
Yeah.
Look how chunky that lad is. It's like twice as big as the half of the other ones.
That's crazy.
Literally, like, this shit's insane.
In the dub, it was called Ultra Divine Water, so, but...
Similar vein.
Yeah.
I mean, the anime
gods or wondrous water of heaven.
Ultimate water of the gods. It's a little different, but same. Like,
I already forgot what I said. You guys heard it this way.
Super water something. Blah, blah, blah. I forgot as well.
If it helps, I also forgot.
It don't help.
We're literally just like three goldfish in the
we're like, hey, who the fuck are you guys?
Three fish in a bowl, new podcast.
Oh,
are we talking about water? We played drinks anyway. We get the thing, like 114 people risks all expert martial artists, and I'm assuming about as strong as Goku, because he's saying it like you have a slim chance.
Like, I mean, Karin has it, so they must have at least passed the trial.
Have at least climbed the tower, right?
Yeah, but maybe they were like same level as Goku, but Goku is like here in his potential, and the martial artists were like here in them top of their like potential, right?
Yeah,
like it boosts your potential. It
makes sense, yeah. Because Goku's like...
Goku's still a child, and they're all expert martial artists, aka probably adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me do the stereotypical shonen thing and just point out how much that would suck to be the other guy. Just like, I trained my entire life. I climbed the tower. I passed the trial. And I'm here to take the fucking water test. Oh, 15 people have tried and only one of them has succeeded. So it must be a fearsome warrior who's trained. He's 40. Okay.
Yeah,
also, he was a child.
This makes me think: was Roshi? Did Roshi pussy out? Did he not take the water? That's crazy.
No, I mean, Roshi at the other exam. Maybe he just like, I got this. See ya, and then just dipped. He didn't even think about it.
Can we talk about like the giant mother of Nimbus clouds? Because that looked sick as fuck.
Yeah,
I would have loved Goku just ride on that. Like, build a house on top of it.
That
would have
been so sick.
Yeah. Cool as hell. Bro's right got like a fucking sky island on this cloud. How sick.
You know what would be so funny?
The funny thing
he's
is,
the only one.
He's the only one. Yeah. We were thinking the same thing. That's crazy.
Private property. Fish. Private property, guys. Literally, private property. He's the only one that can actually get onto it.
Yep. No, and Chi-Chi, right?
Chi-Chi could as well. Yeah. And Oompa. Or Oompa.
Oompa. I mean... Could Oompa, or like, did they just like kind of levitate on it? Because that's a thing they can do.
They're like they hold Goku to like not fall off.
That's how Krillin went on it too, and that motherfucker can't ride that shit.
No, Oompa could. Oompa definitely could.
Yeah.
I was confusing Oompa and Poir for some fucking.
Yeah,
reason.
I knew it.
I was as well. Like, who the fuck?
My bad.
And he said holding on. I was like, oh no, the Indian. Yeah.
Native, whatever the fuck their country is, District 42.
Native Dragon Ball Zian.
I'm half surprised Piccolo didn't turn this shit into the Hunger Games, man.
Yeah.
When they set the districts for number, I was like, holy shit, they predicted it? And I was like, oh no, it's just gonna kill him. That's fine, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's basically the purge.
Fine, but like...
Basically, there's the purge, but it's not one day.
Also, in Jingle Bell Village, or whatever it's called. They were talking about how like Nimbuses were rearing that are rare now, right? And there were lots of them when they were growing up. Do you think Orin distributed the Nimbuses? Like, he was the one to distribute the Nimbuses to then, you know, call them back. Since finding out humans have become impure.
Maybe? I think so. I think it also just fits with the general narrative that a lot of, like, stories that are set in a more modernist setting with any amount of, like, magic or anything do, where it's just like, oh, the modern world with all of its temptations and shit is impure. I just realized I am directly staring into my neighbor's dining room. They are having dinner right now. Okay, I'm just...
No, they look over, and you see like a guy perfect, just like looking like, straight at him.
Bro, it's perfectly, I open my ring light, it's perfectly in the middle.
Also, if you didn't notice, Ben has a new setup, which he hasn't called attention to.
I moved, that's, yeah.
Yeah, probably a good point to mention. He, I don't know where from he is, but somewhere, he moved.
Yeah, so.
Not on the screen, but.
Oh,
I'm still in the same position on the screen. And Reed still doesn't know where he is, but yeah, I moved. Hopefully this, like, kind of barren setting fills up a bit more as time goes on. I hope by the end of the podcast it doesn't look like...
We can make, like, a compilation video and just, like, get off a frame for every episode. Yeah. And we'll just, like, slowly get a post every episode on the wall.
Poster per episode? Like, am I made of money? I gotta get frames for that shit!
Bro is cooked.
Oh, I'm so good. Also, it is super echoey in here still, which is weird for me.
Get like a carpet, but like a small one to like go underneath your bed.
Oh shit, bro, bed.
Does he have a carpet? He's getting a carpet. Anyway, while he's getting a carpet, let's talk about I am about his name, Tian.
Tian Shin Han or Tian
Shin. He just learns to Mafuba. I mean, he used quite a bit of power, and he was sweating profusely, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, because he saw the Kamehameha once, and was able
to... We said this last episode as well, we predicted that he would probably learn it.
Yeah, and this time, instead of, you know, doing it first try, he's actually practicing it.
Yeah, he took a few tries.
Bitch, you thought I wouldn't!
God.
I got a carpet in my living room today. These are the leftovers, so you know what? Nice. Great idea, buddy.
Amazing. We can do that later, though.
Yeah, so let's not do home renovations right now.
Oh, this is so much small. Oh my god, this is so much less than I need. Okay, you know what? That's just there now.
Okay, cool.
You can see it in the corner.
Yeah. It's just like...
You know what? It was good for the bit. We're gonna move on now. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Also,
Tenshin Han learning the Mafuba.
Yeah.
And then he has a crackpot that he didn't pick up on.
I like it. So, anime did a lot of this part, like this section, a lot better than in the manga. So, I feel like I still need to call attention to, because, for example, when instead of Korin bringing the Ultra Divine Water to Goku had to do a trial. He went into another, like, pocket dimension or something, with a pod.
That's a crazy fucking port. It's like, oh yeah, you know what, we don't know how to get Goku the water, ignoring the fact that it's in the manga. How about we open a pocket dimension?
Yeah.
You can just do that, I guess.
He has, like, pots underneath the place they're at, where he can open the pot.
Holy shit, I think I remembered it.
Yeah, he opens the pot, and then... takes Goku and Yajirobe in there, and they have, or Goku specifically does a lot of trials before he can get to the Ultra Divine Water, where the, like, dark end.
You are unlocking memories I didn't know I had. Holy shit. What the fuck?
I remember this clearly, because this was so cool. God.
Just flashes into your forehead.
This was so weird. This was so weird.
I mean, that'd be an acid trip for any child. Yeah. Just seeing, like, people get sucked into a pot and then, like,
have... When I was, like, 10, this shit was wild.
Yeah.
Maybe younger. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to just talk about this. Goku drinking the Ultra Divine Water here reminds me so much of Yu Hakusho when Urameshi is training under Genkai.
And, yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and then Genkai and Urameshi go into the cave, and Urameshi has to take in all that, like, spirit energy before he submerges to become stronger, right? Like, that was very cool.
Having not watched Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu Yu Hakusho, this is the weirdest shit to hear. yes! Cave, it's spirit dust.
Yeah, spirits.
Sniff the spirit dust.
Yeah.
You can't sniff it. It will make you strong!
Ooh. Also, can we talk about how after, like, Goku has finished, like, 6 hours of pain, that the monkey, Axolotl monkey, Axel monkey.
Where Axolotl monkey?
That was not what we... No, nobody will be able to replicate this. Like we can't. I don't know what... I don't remember who said it either, but, like, somebody...
I think it was me.
But, like, that we ain't getting that shit. I don't
Anyways,
know why
the monkey... The monkey just popped out, and when Goku was finished, and Goku, like, monkey. Felt all this energy. So I feel like the monkey being his... full potential, pretty cool bringing attention to that, as well as, you know, when he, like, this is I'll get to that later, actually.
I mean, the monkey might be like, as in, like, that is like his
monkey time.
I mean, I'm gonna like is it still a spoiler for Hunter x Hunter? I mean, assuming, yeah, I mean, I guess it is. I mean, it's been out for a while, but if you haven't watched
Hunter x Hunter, like, just do it. Like, somebody spoiled me for Assassin's Creed 3 at some point, and I got real mad.
Fair enough.
It was like 2 years ago. Like, I didn't look. That game came out forever ago. I'm still mad about it.
And you didn't even play it before, like, 2 months ago. Is he?
Three?
Yeah. Two. You were playing all the games.
I played.
Guys, we're getting off topic.
2 years ago.
Okay.
Anyway.
I was like, just.
Spoilers for Hunter x Hunter. Don't. Anyway. It's like Adult Gon. Like, Gon making a.
Oh,
well,
he made
a name restriction to, like, get all of his future.
Did we ever see the end of his hair?
No,
we haven't technically. Besides the point, it's like that. I think, but not the full extent of the power that the monkey has. I think it's a fraction of the power of the full monkey. That's what, like.
I mean, look, the wording, and, like, I know not to trust Dragon Ball words because they're about as useful
read.
As the Dragon Ball fans who read them. Because, like, it says, like, any and all hidden potential. So that's all of it. This is Goku's peak, guys. We have 400 more chapters.
And then they're super.
Yeah, this is peak, guys. This is as strong as he gets.
Yeah.
Or is it?
He can't get any stronger than this, man. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh, look,
I was just like, I read that shit, and I was like, oh, you wrote yourself into a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with Gon, right, for Hunter. And it's like, yep, this is...
Yeah, but, like, he's... Okay, again, spoilers for Hunter. But, like, he's working on, like, getting in back, or, like, just trying to do anything. Like, he's
getting
still dealing with the consequences.
Yeah.
It's not like, let's be honest, it's not like Goku's actually going to plateau here.
I was going to bring up Bleach as a reference. You know.
I know what you're going for. And, I mean, that could honestly still have been true.
Yeah.
With what he did with it, I feel like if that version did endgame shit, I feel like maybe.
Agree to
you
agree
know, with the abilities in play at endgame stuff, I get why you say oh he will, but strength wise, I feel like it's up there. I feel like it works. I feel like it works strength wise.
Anyways, so.
he realized he couldn't win this one. And
also,
on.
No, I don't know if it's better than yours.
We're talking about Dragon Ball right now. Can discuss
this.
So after Goku wakes up, Cat Guy says his power. I feel all of Son Goku's power, at least in my translation, which would imply this is indeed his peak.
I'm getting the receipts. Hold on. You guys keep talking. I'm working on it. Doing research.
Yeah, but you can also interpret it as he can
all
feel
all his power from now. Yeah.
Yes, from it both, you know, his giant monkey form, you know, that power as well.
Would that monkey form still be have been actually been like child version? Like, imagine adult Goku like going into that being even bigger.
It's that hidden power in the official.
That makes more sense.
Do you think the monkey is his hidden power? Like
probably.
Is this where the internal demon trope started from?
It was Goku all along. It was me, Goku.
Yeah, Goku's the originator, as always.
I mean, like in anime specifically. I'm not saying that all, because like, look, that's a common trope. I just feel like maybe in anime, somebody just looked at this and went, "Demon time."
The demon.
Also, like, you know, like going for it a little bit to where like Tien like realizes he has the crackpot moron. And just goes like, all right, you know what? My pride as a martial artist, I still have to fight him.
Yeah.
Pride, I feel like pride's gotta cause a lot. Pride and like, pride seems to be causing a lot of deaths or problems. Like, we're just, you're making, just leave and come back with another pot. You'll be just as cocky then.
Exactly. And be like, okay,
yeah, don't Piccolo die now. You can
like 10 and I'll be back, you know?
Yeah, like, what?
But at that time. You know, but at that time, he had already, like, appeared, right? And King Piccolo was there. And King Piccolo is stronger than him, so he could probably, you know, catch up.
Piccolo wouldn't have let him escape, probably, either.
Yeah, but, like, you watch two people die in front of you, and you don't want to make a fucking grocery run real quick? What the fuck?
What's this, One Punch Man?
I liked it in the anime better, where he actually didn't have the crackpot, and he used the Mafuba, but Drum went in front of Piccolo, took the attack. And Drum was healed, but Piccolo destroyed the pot and let Drum out.
Oh, that's interesting.
That works better.
I like
it. But then, Drum didn't get like one tap by Goku.
He destroyed the pot.
He destroyed the pot after Drum was healed.
Same events transpired.
Oh, in that sense. Okay.
Also, can we talk about how you know, Goku's kick, you know, spewing out his head? Like,
oh, yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, like, that was crazy. His head was, like, it popped.
Also, I just want to say, like, when they start fighting, this is the beginning of the I'm not at full power yet trend.
Both of them were like, I'm not serious yet. You're not serious yet.
I just wanted to note that because,
I'm gonna be honest. Goku should have just finished him. Like, I get it, you know? Understand? You want to fight people? But, like, come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I do love that.
But I guess he's still a kid and he's like still naive, I guess. Sure.
There's just one punch that Goku
pulls. We'll let him get away with it now.
Yeah.
He's still a child.
Now.
I think he might mature soon. You know?
One scene I liked, it's in chapter 156. Goku goes to punch Piccolo, but he charges up. Like, he has his fist like all the way over his back and he's like, he just does a dash super fast, and Tien is watching. Tien, what's his name?
Tien,
I had it correct. Okay. And he punches, and then Tien literally says, I didn't have time to see anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's how quick Goku punched him. Like, to the point that even Tien couldn't see him with his third eye, even. Which was able to see everything beforehand.
With the framing of that panel, man was in the shadow realm.
Yeah.
He was.
I think, Piccolo might be, like, physically stronger, but I think Goku's, like, faster here.
Yes. I mean, physically, like, Goku's got beat up pretty bad so far, right?
Yeah, which also makes sense as to why Goku gets in more hits than Piccolo as well, but Goku takes more damage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Piccolo is more, like, quality over quantity, and Gojo's the opposite.
You said Gojo?
Goku.
My brain just... The lobotomy! It's getting to him!
I mean, you see the video? Okay, I'm getting off topic.
I'm actually liking Goku now as well. That's
yeah, like, Goku is like...
It's like, the thing is, Goku is like cartoonishly good. Which means that he needs an equal level of cartoonish villainy of or evil to like make him like compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we haven't quite had that. Like,
close to
first. Tien was like kind of getting there, but like he wasn't quite there because like he had the whole like, you know, change of agency. Like,
yeah, he had like an internal struggle still. Yeah. It wasn't, like, completely evil.
So, yeah, so, like, that. And then, like, I feel like there's enough other characters where, like, it's not necessarily that they're evil, even though they are. It's more that, like, the issue with them is just, like, their pride or whatever. Or, like, you know, they're just like, oh, I'm just, like, they're not evil. They're just like, oh, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
So, like Tom Pai Pai is an example of that.
Yeah, you can make an argument
just
for
arrogance.
None
just
of the antagonists so far being evil, except for Piccolo. Piccolo is actually evil.
Yeah, which I feel like he's a good fucking villain, and why Goku is super cool to watch right now. Because we actually have somebody who matches up with Goku, not just physically, but, like, spiritually feels weird to say, but kind of.
I would say
have somebody who can match Goku's goodness with the same amount of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like the epitome of good versus the epitome of bad. Like, that's I think now how we are looking at it, which
also,
I think,
like,
is a good thing. This is what we need.
Because,
exactly,
like, Goku, or like, not Goku, Piccolo goes on about, like, how he hates justice, how he hates all these things, how he hates law, how he hates peace and shit like that, and just like. Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't call Goku, like, an arbiter of all that, but, like,
he's literally
framed by the story to be morally good because of the Nimbus Cloud.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Would there ever be, like, an opposite of Nimbus Cloud, just like a darkness cloud, and just, like, only if you're, like, evil, truly evil, you can fly it?
I have a point of that.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, boy.
Actually, back in Tao Pai Pai versus Goku, when...
concrete pillar was that? Only evil people can write the pillar?
When Goku was... when Goku said, oh, I trained over there.
The pillar of evil.
How Pai Pai looked back at the tower. He ran up the tower, talked to Korin. Korin gave him some regular old water. And it was like, okay. Tao was like, okay, I'll go now so I won't have to kill you. And it was like... Then Korin was like, no, wait here. And he gave... Tao Pai Pai a black cloud that Tao Pai Pai could ride, and he said he. I don't remember Korin saying anything about the properties of the cloud, but, you know, it's implied that only evil people can.
Why would he give him that?
No, why would you even allow him to give the mobility?
Listen, what the fuck? He gave him that, and then Tao Pai Pai went down, started going downwards, and then Korin just tapped his staff or something. Made the cloud transparent and made Tao Pai fall down the tower.
I actually would have liked it if, like, this is obviously not what the story's going for, but I feel like it would have been cool if Karin was just like had more of a deal of, like, an, you know, ambiguous morality where he would do shit like that.
Like a great,
and then
like
just
great
like,
area.
Well, you passed the trial, nope. So, like, it's fine. So, like, you just get it, you know? Like, oh, you can't write that? Here's an evil one. Like, he gives the good and evil in equal measures. I feel like that would have been cool.
Like he should have been in a moral gray area where he isn't, like,
yeah,
good,
but that's not the
kind
of story Dragon Ball is.
No, that's not. It's just good guys beating bad guys. Go fight bad guys. You win.
And then punch.
Yes.
Gotta get the punch. Also, I just the Kamehameha whip, like, we want to, like, that should happen.
Insane,
like,
control.
I guess he can do that.
I mean, his potential is peaked, so, like, he can do that now.
Yeah. I feel like he sort of copied what Roshi did in the tournament, just differently. No, I did how Jackie Chan curved the Kamehameha towards Shen.
Yeah, we didn't do it, like, over him and then in the back
no,
of the
Goku
head.
Goku just, like, whoosh, let me move it like this. Whoosh, and then...
So that paddle...
Yeah, doing that shit like a joystick, just like...
Like, voot.
He really was.
So that paddle of Piccolo is just amazing. I love that Piccolo paddle where
Goku
he
was playing Dragon Ball Z Kakarot before Dragon Ball Z Kakarot was a thing.
My god. Has Vex been talking to you about it?
Yeah, we were having dinner yesterday, and he was just like, so I've been playing, and I was like, ah, oh, okay, and it's cool, and he was like, oh yeah, have you, like, seen Z at all, or, like, know anything about Z, and I was like, motherfucker. Bitch, do not cite the black magic to me, witch!
I was down, and it was written.
So, yeah, Can we talk like the latter half of the fight where, first of all, also I just want to say I still like the paneling here in this fight. It's so clear and it's so clean. Okay, you're gonna hate.
I have something to say about this.
All right, say it.
His eyebrows turned evil. His eyebrows are like.
Yeah, bro, you better hide.
Like, I'm not happy about that. Nope, I don't agree.
Okay.
No. Okay. See, this is a funny thing because y'all think I'm gonna be hating, but I'm not. I'm gonna be positive.
Crazy.
Kind of.
There we go.
I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna necessarily be positive. I just have an analysis thing about this because I also noticed that the paneling was really good and like I was good at like drawing me in. And me being me, I had to think, okay, why is this working? So I tried to really pay attention to, like, you know, what caught my eye and, like, what guided my eye and what, like, essentially made this work so well. Because I thought it would be interesting. I kind of trying to come at it from, like, a perspective of, like, what if I was a manga artist who was trying to emulate this? Because obviously there's so many, like, successors to Dragon Ball. And I don't think any of them, like, really, like, capture the same paneling style. So I was like, okay, if I were to try and like copy this paneling style, what would I do, or what would I need to take from this? And obviously, disclaimer: I'm not an illustrator. I can't draw for shit. My stickman, however, will blow you away, because I'll throw them at you. But beyond that, like I just like being an not having any actual knowledge on this, just trying to analyze this at like you know, not like kind of surface level area. What I noticed was just like. Like the white of the impacts and would draw a lot of attention, and then like Toriyama could use either the motion lines or the you know like connection of those impact white blobs, whether they be from beams or hits, to draw your eye to where the motion would be. And it also works that, like, the motion lines work kind of twofold in that, where they also appear, like, that the black lines kind of de-emphasize other things. Because, for example, if we look at Goku, like, he has a lot of white and bright on him. And, like, when you have that hit, you want to draw attention to that hit. So you want that to be kind of, like, the brightest thing in frame. So what helps is, like, that Goku takes a hit, for example, and then flies back, and so he has more of those blacks over him, of, like, the black motion lines, so that the hit is what you see, and then the motion lines draw your attention to where Goku is going. This is also, like, another thing that I think Toriyama is really well in, like, talking about Goku and, like, his design. The coloring of the characters helps this a lot. And the attire works on this as well. Like, obviously, we have Goku wearing white and Piccolo wearing black. But it's important to note that, like, Piccolo wears black, but his arms are white in the manga, right? So yeah. This helps for when Piccolo's fighting, that he can hit. And that, like, then you can emphasize his arms as, like, the bright focal point of the impact panel. And then, you know, again, like, Goku can fly back and, like, he's more desaturated by using the motion lines, and that emphasizes the hit that Piccolo is doing. So your eye will first be drawn to essentially like Piccolo's arms, like say or like you know him where he actually is bright for once, and then go to Goku. So in that way, you could like Toriyama's drawing a lot of attention with just two very basic colors and like motion lines and like continuation of hits. Mm-hmm. That's just what I was looking at. I'm sure there's some like fucking amateur manga or like professional cartoonist who's like, fuck you, you're wrong. But like, that's what I noticed. That's what I thought was interesting. What do y'all think?
I think a great example of this, I agree. I think a great example of this is when he does the two like finger shots, like the fucking pointy finger shots.
Yeah. There's just one final. Kind of... with this. Simple
yes.
Shit. So
exactly. He charges up like something like this, and then you cut to him behind the shoulder of the camera, and you see the arm like fully in front, and then it switches to him like at front again, shooting a beam. You see Goku dodging that with motion lines going away from the beam, and then shoots the second, which is also in motion, and then you go to the next panel, which hits Goku. That hits the staff out of the hand. But that's Yeah. I feel like the arms being bite there helps a lot, but like, okay, so that's where the action comes from. That's the beat, and then yeah, you have
it,
the energy.
It really draws your attention, because like, just like, you're essentially, like, obviously you kind of start in the middle of the panel, but what draws your attention is the brightest thing in the panel. So that's something that's like used a lot. Did you guys also notice this whilst you were reading it? Or?
I didn't notice it, but now you mentioned it. Like, look, also looking at like when he does the go to hell, when he looks like he's the fucking giant beam, you immediately see the arm, especially like the like his bicep, like that's the middle like bulge. You look at that.
It'll be interesting to keep track of, like, how many times do we actually see a beam that isn't like bright? Because I think that's very telling. Because like, I think all the beams are bright, and I think essentially because of this reason, if we ever do see a black beam, I'll be very interested to see like how noticeable it is, right? Like, what's the impact of that, you know, from a visual perspective?
Yeah, I mean, also, yeah, he makes the impacts very like big, so it's very clear to see. Because there are in a lot of manga that I read, feels the action feels a bit like cluttered, very close together, but he gives them a lot of space to breathe and makes it like clear with impact what does and doesn't work, right?
I'm confused about one thing though. There's like the explosions aren't like normal explosions. They're like more like like gooby, like a more like a goop, if that makes sense. Like more like a slime.
Yeah, I think like the black lines to emphasize. To me, like those black lines around like the explosions, they kind of work to highlight the strength almost, because it felt less like a regular explosion and more like kind of if nuclear fallout was visible, right?
Exactly.
Like, it kind of felt like this is like a heavy atmosphere that is setting on, but like at the rate of an explosion.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's like an explosion. It feels more like an actual like something that's growing out of it. Like it's an actual like, how do I say it? You know, like you have those grenades that like don't like the foam grenades that make like a foam, like the McBall foam or whatever. It feels like that. It feels like something is growing from the impact. Like it just expands. It's like explosion does that as well, of course, but not as how an explosion. It's like explosion. Most of the stuff that gets expanded is dust and like debris. This doesn't feel like debris or dust. It feels like an actual substance, like something half fluid that just like exploding outwards. I don't know. The black lines around it don't help for me. I don't know.
Anyways, do you guys have anything quick to mention still? Because we have reached time.
Shoot. I just want to quickly mention Piccolo capitalizing on the, you know, the evil aspect by, one, holding Tien hostage and, you know, using him as a tool. Goku was actually willing to kill Tien so he could kill Piccolo, but he
as long as Dragon Balls were there.
Yeah, as long as the Dragon Balls were there. Once he noticed that, he was like, I can't do it.
I was like, fuck, I'm cooked.
Yep. So I like that. Piccolo taking away his arm and leg.
And he already lost like before.
He just figured it out. He was like, I got one. All I need, motherfucker. That was sick.
Yep, it was cool. And, you know, Tien saving Goku. That was great.
Using explosion.
Using the last of his energy to save Goku. That was good. Good on you, Tien. And also the final clash. Goku just going towards Piccolo. Piccolo's like, I can block this. Let me block this.
Yeah. So, I like how me noticing saying that his time made Hutt just go down his checklist of points. He's like,
Yep. And I also liked that we got to see like Goku going for the fist, and we see the monkey in the background.
Did you say that? Yeah, the monkey being behind that as
which
well.
Which is also like not the first time this has happened. Not for Goku, but for Yamcha with the wolf fang fist. But that is the fire. That is it. For this week, we'll see you guys next week for chapters 161, that I definitely haven't read yet. That lies. 2170. With that, we say goodbye to Hutt.
Bye.
To Ryu.
Yamcha is a werewolf.
And I'll be your host. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Laters.